Part 1. You'll hear 6 people talking about using technology in class. For questions 1 to 6, choose from the list A to G, the statement which best conveys what each speaker is talking about. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You'll hear the recording twice. You now have 40 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
Well, many people are sceptical of technology and what it does to students' abilities to verbally communicate, though, in my opinion, by creating assignments in class that both use technological tools and give students the opportunity to collaborate, I think students will learn to be dynamic in how they learn and interact with others. I believe that technology is a tool to be used in the classroom rather than an end in itself, though. The teacher is in control and should know how to bring the best out in the student.
Speaker 2. Online polling and other tools help to engage all students, including shy ones who wouldn't normally raise their hand in class. Online engagement systems also allow me to regularly check in with the students for feedback on course materials and assignments. Data analytics could be used to help spot areas where students might be struggling so I can adjust the coursework accordingly. Speaker 3.
Well, advanced technologies can speed up boring, time-consuming tasks such as keeping track of student attendance. Engagement tools can also help streamline grading for writing assignments, seminar discussions, and lesson participation. For example, one professor I know at Georgia Tech actually coded an artificially intelligent teaching assistant who she called Jill Watson, who was able to answer a selection of student questions and pass on any that she couldn't handle to a real person.
Speaker 4. With technology in the classroom, your students have instant access to fresh information that can supplement their learning experience. There is definite value in having course materials that are up to date and which even include additions suggested by students as they work through them online. This also fosters a more collaborative learning environment. Students network together online, can share information, work together on group projects, and interact with the instructor. Speaker 5.
I think using technology in class allows for more active learning. You can increase engagement through online polling or asking quiz questions during lectures with immediate results. The subject matter is also more dynamic and timely as digital textbooks embed links to relevant materials, which makes access to information almost instant and simplified. Whether adding a single tool for a specific project or term, or making a more dramatic change, being knowledgeable in technology can help build trusting relationships with students, and even with fellow colleagues, as there's always a good opportunity to exchange teaching or learning materials.
Speaker 6. I admit that the task of adapting technology into your classroom can seem scary or overwhelming at first. In many ways, though, using technology can become as natural as any daily activity. When you're choosing classroom technology, it's important to discuss your needs with the software specialist and know how to get further support. Make sure you know the support functions. After all, you don't need to be the person all the students come to if the technology goes offline. You have 15 seconds to check your answers. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
Well, many people are sceptical of technology and what it does to students' abilities to verbally communicate. Though, in my opinion, by creating assignments in class that both use technological tools and give students the opportunity to collaborate, I think students will learn to be dynamic in how they learn and interact with others. I believe that technology is a tool to be used in the classroom rather than an end in itself, though. The teacher is in control and should know how to bring the best out in the student.
Speaker 2. Online polling and other tools help to engage all students, including shy ones who wouldn't normally raise their hand in class. Online engagement systems also allow me to regularly check in with the students for feedback on course materials and assignments. Data analytics could be used to help spot areas where students might be struggling so I can adjust the coursework accordingly. Speaker 3.
Well, advanced technologies can speed up boring, time-consuming tasks, such as keeping track of student attendance. Engagement tools can also help streamline grading for writing assignments, seminar discussions, and lesson participation. For example, one professor I know at Georgia Tech actually coded an artificially intelligent teaching assistant who she called Jill Watson, who was able to answer a selection of student questions and pass on any that she couldn't handle to a real person.
Speaker 4. With technology in the classroom, your students have instant access to fresh information that can supplement their learning experience. There is definite value in having course materials that are up to date and which even include additions suggested by students as they work through them online. This also fosters a more collaborative learning environment. Students network together online, can share information, work together on group projects, and interact with the instructor. Speaker 5.
I think using technology in class allows for more active learning. You can increase engagement through online polling or asking quiz questions during lectures with immediate results. The subject matter is also more dynamic and timely as digital textbooks embed links to relevant materials, which makes access to information almost instant and simplified. Whether adding a single tool for a specific project or term or making a more dramatic change, being knowledgeable in technology can help build trusting relationships with students and even with fellow colleagues, as there's always a good opportunity to exchange teaching or learning materials.
Speaker 6. I admit that the task of adapting technology into your classroom can seem scary or overwhelming at first. In many ways, though, using technology can become as natural as any daily activity. When you're choosing classroom technology, it's important to discuss your needs with the software specialist and know how to get further support. Make sure you know the support functions. After all, you don't need to be the person all the students come to if the technology goes offline. You have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the task.